Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Stepan Company, also known by its ticker, SCL. If you're not familiar with Stepan Company, let me give you the quick rundown. This is a specialty chemical manufacturer operating in the materials sector, specifically within the chemicals industry. They produce a wide range of surfactants, polymers, and specialty ingredients used in everything from personal care products to industrial applications. With a global footprint and a solid workforce, they've carved out a niche in a competitive space. Today, we're diving deep into what makes Stepan Company tick, breaking down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you decide if this stock fits your long-term investment portfolio. Let's get started with a quick look at what's been happening with the company lately, and then roll into the full analysis. First off, let's talk recent performance and news. Looking at their stock performance, Stepan Company has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Over the past month, they've had a bit of a dip, but if we zoom out to the last 6 months and year, there are signs of resilience compared to shorter-term volatility. Now, the industry itself, chemicals within the broader materials sector, has faced some headwinds with fluctuating demand and raw material costs, but Stepan seems to be holding its ground. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves in key markets, which ties into their latest earnings call insights. Speaking of which, their Q3 2025 earnings call dropped some interesting nuggets. Think 9% growth in adjusted EBITDA and a strong focus on operational efficiency. That's a solid signal for investors like us who are looking at the bigger picture. So, with that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT and unpack what's driving Stepan Company and what could shape its future. Strengths: solid financial growth metrics. Let's kick things off with some good news from their recent earnings. That 9% growth in adjusted EBITDA for Q3 2025 is no small feat. It shows Stepan Company is managing to boost profitability even in a tricky market. Plus, their revenue and net income trends from recent income statements indicate steady progress, which is a green flag for long-term stability. Strong operational focus. From the earnings call, it's clear they're doubling down on operational excellence and asset optimization. This isn't just corporate jargon. It means they're streamlining costs and getting more bang for their buck from existing resources, which is huge for maintaining margins in a cyclical industry like chemicals. Healthy balance sheet indicators. Digging into their financials, Stepan's current ratio and quick ratio are in a decent spot, suggesting they've got enough liquidity to handle short-term obligations. That's reassuring for us as investors who don't want to see a company drowning in immediate debt pressures. Diversified product portfolio. Their revenue product segments show a good spread across categories like surfactants and polymers. This diversification helps cushion them against downturns in any single market, which is a smart play in an industry prone to demand swings. Weaknesses: debt levels to watch. Now, let's not sugarcoat things. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't exactly a shining star. It's not catastrophic, but it's something to keep an eye on, especially if interest rates stay sticky or if they need to borrow more for growth initiatives. High leverage can eat into profits if not managed well. Margin pressures. Despite that EBITDA growth, their gross and net profit margins aren't as robust as I'd like to see. The chemicals space is notorious for thin margins due to raw material cost volatility, and Stepan isn't immune. This could limit their ability to reinvest aggressively if costs spike. Short-term performance lags. While the longer-term performance looks okay, the past month's dip in stock performance hints at some near-term investor skepticism. Could be tied to broader sector challenges, but it's a reminder that Stepan isn't always the market darling in the short run. For those of you hunting for income plays, their dividend yield isn't exactly lighting up the charts. It's there, but it's modest at best, which might not excite investors looking for steady cash flow alongside capital gains. Opportunities. Strategic market expansion. One of the standout points from the Q3 2025 earnings call is their focus on strategic end markets. They're targeting growth areas with high demand for specialty chemicals, which could be a game changer if they execute well. Think emerging applications or untapped regions from their geographic revenue segments. innovation and CapEx potential. Their cash flow statements show they're putting money into capital expenditures, likely for new equipment or tech upgrades. If these investments translate into innovative products or cost savings, Stepan could gain a competitive edge in a crowded field. Industry tailwinds. While the chemicals industry has its ups and downs, there are pockets of growth, especially in sustainable and specialty products. Stepan's positioning here could let them ride these waves, especially if they lean into eco-friendly solutions, a trend that's only getting bigger. Valuation upside. Let's talk numbers for a sec. Their forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to the industry average. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the market isn't overpricing their future earnings potential. For long-term investors, this could mean room to grow if they hit their growth targets. Threats, raw material cost volatility. Here's a big one. The chemicals industry lives and dies by input costs, and Stepan is no exception. Any sudden spikes in raw materials could squeeze those already tight margins, and there's not much they can do about global supply chain hiccups. Competitive pressure. This isn't a small pond. Stepan is up against some heavy hitters in the specialty chemicals space. If competitors innovate faster or cut prices, Stepan could lose market share, especially in price-sensitive segments. Economic sensitivity. The materials sector often takes a hit during economic slowdowns as demand for industrial and consumer goods drops. If we're heading into choppy economic waters, Stepan's revenue could feel the pinch, no matter how well they optimize internally. Regulatory risks. Chemicals come with a lot of red tape, environmental regulations, safety standards, you name it. Any tightening of rules, especially in key markets, could mean higher compliance costs or operational headaches for Stepan. So, where does this leave us with Stepan Company? Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. From a long-term investment perspective, there's a lot to like here. Steady financial growth, a clear focus on efficiency, and some promising moves into high-growth markets. That said, I can't ignore the risks tied to debt levels, margin pressures, and the ever-present volatility of the chemicals industry. For me, Stepan is a stock worth watching, especially if they can capitalize on those strategic opportunities and keep debt in check. It's not a slam dunk, but it's got potential for patient investors who can stomach some short-term bumps. If you're building a diversified portfolio, this could be a solid pick to complement more aggressive growth plays, provided you're okay with moderate dividend returns. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on Stepan Company. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep investing smart.